You want a whore? Buy one. You want a queen? Earn her. Okay, yeah, that's dumb. Like, devoid of context, because I read the books and it was a really long time ago. And I never got into the show. And honestly, like, I've read better fantasy novels, so even, like, better epic fantasy novels, which aren't really my thing. I'm really more into the, like, weird, like, weirder things, or things with a lot of, like, magic or world building, or I think urban fantasy is the bee's knees. Like, not so much, like, I've gotten to a few of those cheesy series when I was depressed, but, like, something like Charles de Lint or Holly Black or something like that. Really good. I really like everything by Tamora Pierce is fucking fantastic. And if you like Game of Thrones, you will probably like Becca Cooper. And you will probably like Trickster's Choice and Trickster's Queen, even though they're not quite as grimdark. The Mistborn series was really good. Especially, like, the first book. The first Mistborn book was fan-fucking-tastic. Oh, and Six of Crows and Crooked Kingdom. Number one, Six of Crows is fan-fucking-tastic. And number two, in the second book, when Inej is like, "He'll never trade for me if you break me." That just explains so much about my life in general. That's, if you want to understand what it's like to be a woman in love with a man, on some level, it's always like that. But anyway, yeah. Fucking books, right? But no, if you're a queen, how do you know you've been earned? Like, can I send you to go kill me a dragon? Probably not. You're probably not smart enough to do that, because it's not something that can really be accomplished by brute force, right? You have to trick it. Like, maybe you could feed it drugs or something. Maybe you could drown it. I gotta think about that. I don't really trust that. I'd rather be a whore, I think, in that scenario. Because if you're a whore, you can be like, look, so the amount of money that it would take me to, you know, live in style for, like, a week. That amount of money. Give me that. You have a good time for the night. If you're a queen, what do you get? I mean, it seems nebulous. I don't like things nebulous. Plus, it's Cersei Lannister, and from the books, I remember her being, like, a complete idiot. Like, she's one of those people that thinks she's really smart, but really fucks everything up. And really, the entire story is caused by her being a fuck-up. Because, newsflash, if you want to fuck your brother and generally do whatever the fuck you want, in a medieval society, you marry the oldest, richest, most isolated motherfucker you can find, and then you wait for him to die, and then you Elizabeth Bathory that shit, and you can do anything you want, right? But no, somebody has to be very highly public and then expect people not to give a shit what she does. Also, you should probably have at least one child by the asshole. I mean, really, it's not that hard. It took men to figure out, like, forever before they were like, oh, hey, maybe we have some part in this fathering thing. So, whatever. They're dumb. But, yeah, sure. I said the line. Are you happy with me? Do you love me more now, Internet?